All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone. Where I hear the music, close my eyes, feel the rhythm, wrap around.
That's Irene Cara. What a feeling, a.k.a. Flashdance. Good morning. Good morning, by the way. I've got Voices Carry from Till Tuesday coming up next. That's what you hear creeping up behind. Gray here in the Trail Mix studio. And coming up, I've got a complaint about a particular beastie roaming the Northwoods. First, here's Voices Carry.
Why does he say? This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Def Leppard with Animal, Trail Mix 103.1. We just heard from Chumbawamba with Tub Thumping a moment ago. Ladybugs are late, and that's my random topic for you today. Always something, just kind of pick and choose them in the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour. And this morning when I got into work, I noticed in my office, well, is it an Asian beetle? Is it a Asian spotted beetle? I don't care. When I say ladybug, you know what I mean. And I'll tell you what, I'm neurotic. I like being specific when it matters, or even when it doesn't matter. I like using just the right word. Except with these stupid spotted orange things that just land on my head and then take back off. They're no better than houseflies. And my biggest complaint about them, they show up like a month after they should. I feel like ladybugs should appear right about the time that geese start migrating south. Like those very first ones, you know, when animals are very clearly getting a picture of the changing of the seasons. I feel like ladybugs should hop on the bus immediately. We should deal with ladybugs swarming our houses and inside and outside right as we start to see that first 35, that first 45, that first 50 degree morning. You remember that? A few months back, it stood out. It stood out like a month ago when we had that week of cold and we're like, oh, here it is. And we've been hot since then. So it's weird to me that the bugs picked now. Now, maybe they've come from up north or something and they're kind of the leading edge of the cold that is coming, but I don't care. I don't care. I'm talking about my perception. I want this to be based on my experience. I want the world to revolve around me. But only for this, but only for the decision-making processes of where ladybugs are and when. And you know where they should be? Away from me at all times. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the 20th of October. We're going to get to more important stuff. Local news, Mike Clemens, and some weather coming up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when you go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. An Ashland-based nonprofit, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research, has successfully rerouted a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek near Eno to combat Lake Superior's largest source of sediment. The project moved the waterway 50 yards from an eroding bluff, aiming to reduce sediment by 2,800 tons annually, preventing that material from eventually reaching Shawamigan Bay, where the city of Ashland draws its drinking water and improving trout habitat. The project, the fifth and largest on Fish Creek since 2018, contributes to the Burke Center's long-term sediment reduction goal, with plans for an even larger downstream project. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on TrailMix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 27.
We'll bring the music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, Trail Mix 103.1, bringing you a little of everything. And the New Radicals are coming up with The Police and Aerosmith. And then the question needs asking, did we see the greatest ever on Friday? I have not the answer, but we will ask the question. With Sorta Sports coming up, here's the New Radicals.
Got you down on your knees. So I'm busy still staying clean.
Mix 103.1.
I'm Mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Toto, that's Africa on Trail Mix. Aerosmith was there too with the Police and the New Radicals. So you remember Tide Pods? Remember when kids were eating Tide Pods and you thought, wow, how far could this go? Well, you might not remember that like a decade or so ago, a young man ate a slug on a dare and actually wound up eventually passing away of an incredibly rare neurodegenerative disease. What I'm saying is that the Tide Pod thing was not a new low. The new low was basically how popular the concept got. Well, poison control officers in the Phoenix area, yes, Arizona, are urging people to resist a new urge, licking toads. Apparently, following recent heavy rains, which are pretty rare in Phoenix, some unexpected visitors started hopping about. Sonoran desert toads, which secrete a powerful neurotoxin that contains a psychoactive. Not only that, it's the same psychoactive found in ayahuasca. Watch out, Aaron Rodgers might hear you. As a result, some folks have been licking them to catch a high, but doing so can be dangerous and even deadly. The Banner Poison Control and Drug Information Center has issued a warning about licking toads, telling people not to do it because that compound is not the only one on the toad, and for other reasons. You don't know where the toad has been. They're also warning about toxic mushrooms, which have been popping up from the heavy rain, telling locals to stay away from them. Basically, that's why it's dry in Arizona, because if it rains, Pandora's box just opens up. The ground sprouts poison. Poison starts hopping around. There is, by the way, a Family Guy episode about kids who start licking toads. We are in a cartoon. The Simpsons always predicts the future, but now it's easy enough that Family Guy is doing it. And that, that's what it is. That is what it is. There's nothing we can do about that. Sort of Sports has been moved until later in the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to Trail Mix.
Leaning into local radio.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 29.
If you were curious about what I was going to talk about in Sorta Sports, you should tune it to 98Q because I spend the 8 o'clock hour there every Monday morning, and Shohei Ohtani is definitely on the docket. Here's Rockwell.
Swatching.
step one. You say we need to talk. He walks. You say sit down. It's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness that I put out. Stayed up with you all night. Did I know how to save a life? Let him know. Past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you, and pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And
break with the ones you follow.